Listen, written by Kate Veitch and read by Edwina Wren. Angus was asleep on the couch, the Saturday papers adrift all around him when the phone rang. He managed to lurch across and answer it before it went to message, although the sudden movement made his left quad twang threateningly. Lucky I gave up footy when I did, he thought. Angus Hume, he said thickly, rubbing the sore spot in his thigh.
Dad, it's me. Grandpa's having a rest and I wondered if you might be able to pick me up. If you're not busy. Because I've got these big bags of greens for the chooks and the rabbits.
Sure, Ollie. Sorry, I was half asleep. You want me to come and get you now?
That'd be excellent. Thanks, Dad. See you soon.
Angus put the phone down and stared at it. My God, Olivia asked for a lift, he thought. Dee, he called and quickly corrected himself. Deborah! But she wasn't in the study or the bedroom. Must have gone for a walk. He wanted to tell someone this startling piece of news, but then realised how dopey it would sound. My daughter asked me for a lift. Yes, and your point is? My point is, Angus thought, getting into the car, my point is, this child never asks for anything. You have to beg to help her. The year she started school, for instance, he and Deborah arranged to flex their work hours on alternating days. The local primary was not far away, true, but still a fair trot for a five-year-old. Olivia tolerated being driven to and fro or accompanied on foot by one of her parents for the first term. Then she announced that she was going to walk by herself, and once home she could get her own snack and do things till one of them got home at six. They argued, suggested alternatives, but no. She would not go to after-school care. She wanted to be by herself.